Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we're going to be talking about a project which has found a hack to ensure their token price goes up only regardless of if it's a bull market or a bear market. And the best part, it's just the beginning.
You pull up the 30-day chart, this token has been up only. And there's very good reason for it. And I wish that every project kind of instilled exactly what these guys are doing, because the tokenomics and the utility actually does something for the token price, and you can literally see it in the chart. Mm-hmm. So they've introduced cashbacks and buybacks, and both of these are hugely affecting the token price right now.
Yeah, so look, we're not going to keep you guys waiting. This is a project we've talked about on this show over and over and over again, and we've told you that big things are coming, and well, big things are here. We're talking about Block Asset and the Block token. And what's so special right now is that, we talked about this months ago, the price of the Block token is now tied to the performance of the BlockBet casino. Before, it was like, okay, they're launching this BlockBet casino, sports betting, it's great, we use it, we love it, but the price of the token was kind of just like speculation.
Yeah.
But now, they're using the profits, the revenue from their BlockBet casino, which is expanding rapidly, as we're going to get into some stats in this episode. And they're buying back the Block token on the open market daily. So every day when the BlockBet casino makes money, they're using that money to buy the token on the open market. Do you understand how powerful that is?
Yeah. Like, find me another project that almost guarantees a buyer of massive size every single day. You literally cannot mm-hmm. do it. So these are the figures. In February, they bought back 115K. In March, 125K. In April, 136K. In the first 5 days of this month alone, they bought back 136K.
Yep.
In the first 5 days.
Yeah.
Bro, these guys are on pace for seven-figure buybacks. A buyback is essentially, imagine you have an entity or an individual out there who is like, okay, today I'm going to buy $1 million worth of this token. That is what they are doing. Mm-hmm. It's directly tied to the revenue that is clearly increasing day by day.
Yeah, we're talking about a project that still has a market cap under like 20 million. This is a small cap still. So it's kind of like having a gigantic whale who is like, I'm going to buy a bunch of the small cap every single day forever.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And then you look at valuation comparisons for BlockBet compared to, say, Rollbit or Stake or even DraftKings, right? So BlockBet, Block Asset, the valuation, as I mentioned, is currently sub 20 mil. This is a small cap. Rollbit currently sits around 150 mil, but at its all-time high, it was north of a billion. So from here, that's an easy 10x and maybe 50x from BlockBet. Then you look at valuations of casinos like Stake or DraftKings, which are in the multiples of billions. Mm-hmm. Now we see the moves that Trump and USA and the world is making. Crypto is here to stay.
Yeah.
Crypto gambling is one of the most natural narratives in Web3. So why would you say that one of the most popular and fastest growing crypto casinos in BlockBet could not reach a multi-billion dollar market cap, and that's BlockBet?
Okay, and the buybacks are not just the only thing that is creating buy pressure for the token daily. They've also introduced cash back on losses. So there's a 20% cash back on all losses, and there's a 30% cash back on wagers over 5,000. What does that mean? If I wager $10,000 and I lose my bet, I get $3,000 in return. Mm. Okay, if you bet on 365, FanDuel, DraftKings, are they giving you back 30% of your losses? No, yeah, they're not.
Absolutely
so not. Why would you wager anywhere else? And here's the thing. They're paying you back in USDT. Mm. So they're not paying you back in the Block token.
Right.
So this is leading to no sell pressure.
Right.
And if anything, it's leading to more people buying the Block token because of this reward. And it's also keeping Block in the ecosystem because they're wagering with it, but paying back in USDT. These people are using USDT, buy more Block. It is this like crazy never ending cycle that is just absolutely pumping the shit out of this token right now.
100%. That's why it's up like 5x over the past month. And I think we're just getting started here. The price around recording is around 10 cents. This should be at a dollar plus this year. And who knows how high it can go when you look at how fast the casino itself is growing. Now we have this chart here on the screen. We'll put it up on the screen on the YouTube as well. Look at the numbers. Wagering volume on BlockBet is up nearly 200%. Just this month, deposit volume is up 100%. Revenue was up 100%. We had some figures that we talked about on Twitter and Discord about a month ago. Monthly retention is up. User conversion from block picks to block bet is up.
Marketing spend is down.
It's amazing. Like,
it's crazy.
The trajectory that block asset is on is beautiful. And this is why we always try to look for projects that are actually building real platforms. The token is integrated into the ecosystem. So the better the platform does, the better the token does. We're seeing reduced supply. We're seeing increased demand. And it's still sitting at a tiny market cap. Like, I think that the potential here is massive. Of course, this isn't financial advice. We hold our block. We stake our block. Yeah. Not to mention you can stake your block for 10, 12, 15, 20% APY, depending on how much you lock it up. I'm a long-term believer in this because this isn't the only thing they're working on, right? There's potentially more features that could drive more revenue to BlockBet.
Yeah, let's say they introduce crypto futures. Mm. What kind of revenue is that going to... We look at on X all the time, and the amount of crazy individuals out there getting liquidated left, right, and center. These exchanges are printing dough. Mm. If they introduce this, this could be hundreds of millions of dollars worth of revenue for block asset and the block token.
Yeah, we see how many people use like the crypto futures on Robit.
Yeah.
And if BlockBet introduces crypto futures, their revenue could literally 10x or 100x. And again, like, look at what they're doing with the revenue and the profits with the token. We are still early to block, and this has become one of our favorite projects. We've been talking about it for a while. You know, we love using the sports betting platform. We are long and strong on block. The updates are going to keep coming. Just follow their Twitter, and you see every day we bought this much. It's live tracked on chain. We made this much. We bought this much. We made this much. We bought this much. It's insane.
Here's the one thing I think people are missing the most. So if I have a Bet365 account and I have $1,000 in there, it just stays at $1,000. Mm. However, with these tokenomics and utility of the block token, if I'm holding block to make my wagers, let's say it's done a 5X since we first started to talk about it. So now my block token holdings have gone from 1,000 to 5,000. Mm. I have $5,000 to gamble with now versus the 1,000.
Yep.
So I have more money to gamble with now.
Easy.
Man, this is like a no-brainer play. And this is why we say this is one of the most undervalued projects on Solana and probably trade of the year and is due for 100X.
Yeah, 100%. So hey, look, we're going to keep you guys updated with everything about Block Asset, Block Bet. When they have new features, you're going to be the first to hear about it here. So make sure to, I don't know, follow us on all our platforms because this is a gem.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.